Hey, this is Jason again, and we are at the Second City. And who do I have here with me today?
My name's Larry Joe Campbell.
Yeah, and how did you get started with Second City?
Purely by accident. I really didn't know what Second City was, and then it moved into the Detroit area. Its first offshoot from Chicago was Toronto, then moved into Detroit, tried Cleveland, L.A. for a while. It is in L.A. again without a main stage company, but it has a training center. So we have, and of course, Las Vegas, where it's doing very well. Basically, five locations. It also has a workspace in New York, so six. When I started off in Detroit, I went and auditioned because there aren't many gigs in Detroit, to be quite honest. So I went out and auditioned. Huge cattle call, thousands and thousands of people. Nobody knew really what Second City was all about. The few people who did got the gig. The people in the penguin outfits and the cow suits did not. I was really discouraged, but then they had another round of auditions a few years later, and I was sitting at home getting fat on Doritos and cheese, had a big old block of cheese in my mouth, and a friend said, come on, let's go. I said, no way, I'm not doing that cattle call again. I refuse. He said, please, you promised me. So I went down, and there were really only like 80 people, and after about five auditions later, I got the gig.
What was it like when you finally got it? Were you like shocked or?
I was not shocked. I was terrified. I thought there's no way you can simply just fall down and die from sheer terror. But I thought I was about to. I had no idea what I was doing. I started out in their tour company, but was immediately put on the main stage when John Farley left the cast, went back to Chicago. So I really had no idea what I was doing. I was put right into the fire, but that's the best way you learn, by failing.
So how was it your first time on the main stage then?
I was shitty.
To put it simply.
But you know what? For anyone out there who loves comedy, 90% of what we do fails, and 10% is gold, and when you can tuck into that gold, like what I saw today, sitting here watching my heroes improvise, then that's what it's all about.
Awesome. Now, do you call yourself a comic, an improviser, or do you call yourself an actor?
I'm an actor. When I started out in this business, my training was theater. I love doing Mamet and Sam Shepard, David Rabe, Harold Pinter. And then my graduate studies were focused in classical theater, Shakespeare, Moliere, Sheridan, Shaw, Ibsen. So it was really classic theater, the playwrights doing down and dirty, straight theater. You know, you play the gays every now and then, but you know, what they call straight theater. And that's when... Then from Second City is when I learned this craft.
So do you ever see yourself going back into doing like a straight type of like Broadway play or more?
I would absolutely love to do a run on Broadway. Of course, the show hinders it a little bit. Being on According to Jim, it goes from August till April, so that's out. Doing a show, having a family. I have five children, so and three wives. So really, they're pissed when I'm not around. You know, I got to make them all happy. I should correct that. My wife would be upset.
Speaking of According to Jim, how did you fall into that, and how is it going for you?
When I hit out in L.A., had an audition, hit the Trouble with Normal. It lasted about five episodes on ABC, but from that, I got a deal with ABC, a holding deal. And throughout that, I auditioned, got According to Jim, and the rest they say.
That is a quite funny show. Now, what do you, like, how long do you think that's going to run for? Is there any optimistic?
You know, you never know. It's already had a great run, according to the history of television. The percentage of shows that shoot 100 episodes is rare. Especially when you think of the amount of shows made, period, from pilots. Thousands, millions have been made. And we've stuck it through and been through five seasons. I want to do it for 10, you know. We'll see. It's tough competition out there. Many people are watching the sitcom. I don't know why. People say it's an old form, but I think it's all cyclical. People weren't watching sitcoms, say, in the early 80s until The Cosby Show changed all that. So it'll be back, and hopefully we can weather through it. And we have a core audience that is committed to the show. We love doing the show for them, and we'll continue to do it.
Now, what do you think the difference between performing... Do you guys have a studio audience there, or is it not?
It's a cross between a movie and a play, because we rehearse it, and then we do perform it for the cameras and for the audience. So it's really nice. I depend on it. Coming from that theater background, I love hearing that audience feedback. It's immediate. You know if it's good or bad, and you know immediately.
I was going to say, because usually, as an audience, just from the television perspective, you think, do they pipe in that laughter, or is it really an audience, and you never know?
No, we have about 20 mics hanging for the audience to laugh into, and it's their laughter.
Oh, that's great. So you definitely get the feel and everything for it.
That's right.
Now, do you have any advice for, you know, up-and-coming actors, up-and-coming comedic actors that are, you know, just hitting college age?
We're all afraid. We're actors. This business is crazy. We're constantly proving ourselves. Anyone else out in that real world auditions for their job that they hope to have the rest of their life. We audition for jobs all the time. It's an insecure world. You got to believe in yourself, and you got to take some chances. And if you're getting into it for the money, don't. Because at the bottom line is you're an artist. We do it because we love it. A painter doesn't do it for the money. Showings are hard to come by. You do it because you love painting. If you're going to do this, you want to make people laugh, do it for the art of it.
Well, thank you so much. You can definitely tell after today's performance that you're passionate, and you definitely do it to do it. But thank you so much.
Thank you very much.